What is good? Welcome to a brand new episode of Drag the Lake. I am one of your hosts, Andy Malafrina. With me, as always, is the late, great Pat George. Pat, how the heck in hell are you?
I'm tired, Andy, and I'm hungry, but I'm here to talk music and stream live on YouTube.
Oh, yes. For everybody, for everyone listening later on iTunes, or they're watching on the panties page or whatever, wherever the hell you're checking this out, we are test running YouTube live streams. And so, yeah, we're going to try to, you'll be able, if you go subscribe to the Drag the Lake page, just search Drag the Lake, Andy or Pat or whoever. Actually, no, search my name. I think my name's more so in the show. Either way, but just look up the Drag the Lake YouTube channel by checking out our social media. Mine is at Andy Malafrina. Pat's is at, was it Gat Porge or Baby Mermaid Productions on Instagram, and we will post links there. We're testing out live streaming, and this seems fun, so I think we're gonna heckin' utilize it. Pat George, Patrick the Frederick the Third George, how the hell have you been, dude?
I have been lovely, Andrew. I have been doing lots of comedy. I've been hanging out with lots of buddies.
Lots of buddy hangs.
Yeah, lots of great fucking hangs lately. And there's nothing like a great fucking hang.
Yeah, what's your favorite type of hang?
I feel like a diner hang. I like a diner hang a lot of times, but also like a back porch hang.
You seem like a guy. You seem very similar to me, where you like music, but you like music at a 30% volume.
Yeah, I like it as a background, but I also like to be able to, every once in a while, when a song starts, you go, oh shit, oh shit.
Yeah. I like the volume. I like the volume of the song to be any time I want, I can hear what's going on, but it never overpowers anyone I'm trying to talk to.
Yeah, and honestly, it's the perfect volume. There's something about that. You know how like there's like the magic hour people refer to, like
what's that?
That's like the perfect part of the day. It's like the sun is at the exact the.
Ooh, don't lose that thought. I do want to cut you off super quick. For anyone who's new to the podcast, we're going to be talking about some new songs and stuff, and we're going to be talking about this crazy mentally ill billionaire stepson. Lock in. We're going to chit chat for a little bit. We're going to get to that. Cause
the world's most famous Blink-182 fan.
I can't speak for Pat, but you know what? I think I can speak for Pat in saying that this is the most excited we've ever been for an episode.
Dude, yeah.
So, but no, I am. What were you saying? The what hour?
Magic hour.
What is that?
Magic hour is that time. It's like a time of day where it's just everything's right. Like the sun's at the perfect level, like right before, like right as it's setting, the temperature's right. The air, you know, the.
Oh, that's like, kind of like 3 p.m. on day drinking.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. No,
it's actually
exactly that. Yes.
3 p.m. Because when
you're hitting that perfect buzz, like, and it's like perfect out. You're like, you're not squinting too much because of the sun, but it's beautiful out. It's
when do you start day drinking?
Usually after 12, I wait for at least after 12. Usually that's after that.
I sometimes I've gone 11, but 12 seems about the appropriate time to start day drinking.
I don't judge 11 judges because of mimosas, because of brunch, because of,
mimosas.
Yeah. I'm just thinking about day drinking.
I'll push that shit up to 9 then.
Whoa, take it easy now. Come on. That's your morning drinking. That's not day drinking.
Pat, that's how I'm taking it easy. I'm starting the day off easy. 9 a.m. mimosa.
With a little bit of citrus acid with some.
Pat, it's orange juice. What do you want me to eat? What do you want me to drink with my chicken and waffles?
You're right. I'm sorry. I wouldn't judge. I wouldn't judge somebody drinking mimosas out of a styrofoam cup.
Oh, can I say this about brunch? We are too, we're two fully honked up gentlemen.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we've got a lot of opinions about brunch. Can I say this about brunch?
Please.
You don't need to put chicken and waffles there. That's for.
I didn't know that that was a. I didn't know that that was a brunch thing.
Yeah. I've been to a few like semi fancy brunch places with the chicken and waffles, and I gotta be honest, that's not that. It doesn't translate well to fancy. Like
no. That's not you get messy. That's a messy dish.
No, like I want chicken and waffles made at a place where when you go, when you go, like say if you went to the head chef into this place making chicken and waffles or whatever, and you asked them, like, hey, do you guys use seed oils? I want that guy to call me a gay slur.
Yeah.
After I ask that.
Yeah, that's, you should. And no, nothing below that.
Yeah, nothing below that. I don't want my chicken and waffles sitting next to your like whipped butter. Get the fuck out of here.
That is kind of weird. I haven't heard of that, but that is a very interesting. I do agree with you in that.
No, I got burned because I took Steph out to brunch. It was a fancy place. We spent a lot of money and I was like, "Let me get you chicken and waffles." Does not translate well to a fancy setting.
But this is the best part though. No matter if it is brunch, lunch, like a barbecue, into the evening at a campfire, there is much like the perfect volume,
yeah,
that you can have at all of those settings and never have to ever adjust it, no matter what the playlist is. And I still strive for that, but I feel like I love going to a party where they already have it, where there's like a hidden speaker somewhere. You don't know where the speaker is. They hide the radio so nobody can touch it. It's like that. That to me, I respect the fuck out of that.
Dude, you know what the funniest memory I have of touching the radio is I was at a party in college and I'm a more open-minded person now. I was very certain of everything. You know what? It's this weird thing. I'm experiencing this with my nephew. He's like 15 now and I love him to death. He's the goddamn man. He's going to grow up, be a great person. But right now,
he's a teenager.
He's a goddamn teenager. And
now we're boomers.
I don't know if you know this, Pat. I don't know if you fucking know this, but teenagers know fucking everything. Yeah, and if you say a thing that's, if you say a thing that's right, but they don't know it, you're the dumbest person they've ever fucking met.
Yeah. And I agree with that.
Yeah.
Anytime a teenager bullies me or makes fun of me or says anything to me, I go, yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. Sorry. Yeah. Dylan. Sorry.
So you're right. I forgot. You're 15. Sorry.
Yeah. Do you need help with that?
So I was probably like 20 or something in college and I'm at a party. It's like my friend's house, but I don't know him well enough to be touching the fucking radio. Yeah.
I was just going to ask, is this like a friend? Is this a friend of a friend or this is like a,
it was a friend of a friend starting to be my friend. You know what I'm saying? I've been to his house like 3 times. We're starting to be actual friends. And I stand there and I'm playing beer pong or whatever. And I just start to hear Drops of Jupiter. And then it starts playing. And then my brain goes, no one wants this on.
Oh, this must be a mistake.
This must be, or it was just in the shuffle. And I go, they're obviously going to want a new song on. No one wants to hear.
Everybody stay seated. I got this one.
Be like, is that Drops of Jupiter? Guys, I got this. Don't worry.
One second.
And then I switch it. And then I switch it to whatever I switch it to. And then immediately my friend Jess turns to me and she's like yelling, about to like cry. She was like, I put that song on because it's my fucking birthday. And I was like, I don't know what the fuck's going on. But yeah, I got yelled at pretty bad. I was shocked because I was pretty convinced. I was like, no one wants to hear Drops of Jupiter. Ended up dating that girl. It was very interesting time of my life.
How did you come to terms with that being like her birthday jam?
I actually think I could not comprehend it being like, I have to have this song. So I just like, I literally started laughing at her.
Yeah.
Was it Drops of Jupiter? Cause that one, it was a horrible song.
Well, that's a pretty bad song. Drops of Jupiter.
I could vibe out now, ironically, to it, but at 20, Drops of Jupiter would be the worst song I could hear at that moment at a party.
Yeah, I can't imagine what mine would have been. I think mine would have been something at the time in my utes.
Yeah, think it would
have been like anything like pop, like super poppy might have been my line. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, but I turned around on that after a while. It's Justin Timberlake, the guy's a goddamn genius.
Yeah, I really turned hard on pop music. Do you remember having to, did we talk about this before, having to like hide what music you liked as a kid?
Yeah, I mean, a little. Yeah, we did talk about that. But yeah, but basically just the, because I think this was the Spice Girls talk that we had.
Oh, yeah, because I said mine was NSYNC and Backstreet Boys. I hid that for a while. Now, I'm not listening to them religiously, but it's pop. It's like cookie cutter pop music. And I'm in elementary school. You can't do anything about it. You're gonna end up fucking liking it and shit. So, yeah, I remember, but it wasn't cool to like boy bands. And then especially in high school, switching over to punk and ska, like, no way am I liking the bag. It wasn't
that
like
was the point. Yeah, I liked pop music and then I started liking punk music. And then I felt like I had to like be like, what, pop music? That's fucking stupid. Fuck that shit. It's gay.
That would be yeah, like, right. That would be an interesting thing because it does feel like there is some sort of I don't know. I think it's with the way of like things becoming more progressive or something like that. There is like if you whatever the boy band thing is right now, even if you were into like punk rock or metalcore or something like that, it's still it would be fine being like, oh, yeah, I like you could be in the heaviest music in the fucking world, but you could also go, I like this K-pop band, shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, you have that. Well, even some of the bands we've talked about have been like weird, like mixes of that. Or even Jesus Piece, when we were talking about going to that show.
Their lineup, yeah.
Was something that I've never, like, I haven't seen a lineup like that aside from like festivals and shit, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, so like, that's pretty, it's pretty cool. And that, I guess not that, I mean, it wasn't like that drastic a change between, but the band that played right before them, the fact, the lineup, how it went, was like one of those things where like I don't normally see almost two completely different genres. You know, you see a ska punk band with a punk band and or a ska band, you see stuff like that, but you never see like this weird ethereal rock band and
well,
then
you know what,
hardcore.
You know what's funny, you're seeing that and this actually transitions into a band, one of the bands I wanted to bring up with that put out some new music this week, but you're actually, because I've been going to more hardcore shows and stuff like that, and I've been paying attention to lineups and all that shit with these hardcore shows, you're actually seeing that more often, some of these heavier bands bringing on poppy, emo, stuff like that. So the one we saw together, Jesus Piece, is bringing on Anxious. And how did you describe Anxious? They just sound like 08 Warped Tour. Like, yeah, they should have been
Warped Tour 2008.
They should have been called Warped Tour 2008, which, go check them out. We like, we don't say that to shit on them. We liked Anxious. Yeah, we loved that about them. Did I tell you, drunk, like very drunkenly giving the fucking guitarist a huge compliment where I was like, yeah, did I say that? I was like, because I was still pretty drunk at the end of the show. And I go up to the guitarist and I was like, yo, you guys ruled. You sounded like the reason I went to Warped Tour. And I was like, I'm fucking 33 and you sound like my high school shit I listened to. And he seemed like he enjoyed it. It could have just been me being drunk, but he seemed like he enjoyed it.
I hate those interactions every once in a while when you're wasted and you're like, I feel like that's a pretty fun and complimenting thing.
Yeah.
But also I can imagine if how I may have slurred it into his ear. You guys are fucking all reason I went to, you know what I mean? Like,
would I ever tell you
what you sounded like, you know?
Did I ever tell you it was like it was the first time I ever did like Jello shots in college? I had that. I remember because it was the first time I ever did Jello shots. And also my freshman year of college, I hadn't got a shitload of drinking under my belt. So I didn't know how to pace myself properly. So someone pulled out Jello shots, and in a half hour, I probably threw down about five.
Were they like the big ones, or were they like the, cause I sometimes I make those little bullshit ones that are like, you have to get like six to get like anything.
Well, no, it was at like a friend's party.
Okay.
Or not even like a party. It was just like, it was like 10 to 15 friends hanging out.
Yeah.
So it was probably like a shot or so.
Okay.
So I just very quickly did about four or five shots, and I'm not like, dude, right now, if I did four or five shots quickly, I'd be fucked.
Yeah. I'd be dead.
This was freshman year of college with not a lot of drinking under my belt. And dude, I'm telling you, the whole night, I'm like, I'm having a blast. I fucking rule. We're all having a great time. And my friends the next day were like, dude, you were the fucking worst last night. And I think I bring that energy into my life now where I'm just like, I'm worried about being the fucking problem.
Yeah. That's one of the main reasons I don't drink. That's like, that's why, because I would end up being the guy that changed drops of Jupiter or something like that. And then been like, what's the big deal?
Well, or, it's, I would argue it's your civic duty to turn off drops of Jupiter.
But again, are you going to make, you want to make women cry? Is that your deal?
It was her birthday. It was her birthday. But the lineup I was talking about, I remember it was the first time I was going to go see Knocked Loose, but then I got booked at this show that I was like, I should probably do the show over going to see Knocked Loose. But the lineup was going to be Knocked Loose, Kublai Khan, which I do regret not seeing Kublai Khan. That kind of sucked ass. Now knowing how much I like them,
yeah,
sucks ass I didn't go, but they'll be back eventually. And then it was Monuments or Move. I forget if it was Monuments or Move. No, I think it was Movements, which they're kind of like a spacey emo band.
Yeah.
And then it was the band we're going to talk about today, which they go by Koyo, K-O-Y-O. And so that is an interesting lineup. So Knocked Loose and Kublai Khan, not the same sounding band, but sort of sitting the same ballpark of type of music. Koyo is kind of a pop punk or like it's there.
What it sounded like to me? Hot Water Music. Like that. That's like
really okay. So like let's
modern Hot Water Music.
You know what? Let's get into this because we're talking Koyo. They just put out a new song called Anthem. Which what were your first impressions on it?
Well, kind of reminded me of Hot Water Music. And to me, it really did feel like that modern. And it's funny that you bring up like the genre or whatever it could be, like what it sounds like, because I don't exactly. I guess I would call Hot Water Music a punk band.
Definitely a punk band, but they're a punk band in the unique sense that what?
They're unique.
Well, no, they are a punk band. They are leaning. All right, let me slow down. So there's like a lot of, when it comes to punk, there's a lot of directions you can go. You can go like the Rancid direction.
Right.
You can go the Outcome the Wolves direction, and that is like punk ska. Right. Or you could go like the NoFX direction, which actually that's a lot of punk ska. But when they're just doing punk, like to me, that's just punk. Like NoFX, Bad Religion, that's just punk. You could go Alkaline Trio and go spooky punk. You could go, you know, there's a bunch of examples. And then when you get a band, like, so you get all these like offshoots and subsects of punk rock and stuff. And Koyo is that they're sort of this direction where it's like, it's punk, like pop punk, punk or whatever, but like with like hardcore songwriting intentions, if that makes any sense.
You say intentions, it maybe even like hardcore, like it's got that hardcore like bellow yell, like
yeah,
hardcore intent for sure.
Well, like,
it doesn't sound like hardcore, but it feels like hardcore. That's I think yes, the best way to put it. And that's how Hot Water Music is. We just figured it out.
Oh, that's where I was gonna go.
Feels like core.
I'm so glad you brought that up because I literally, as I'm talking, I was like, why did we go down this route? And Hot Water Music, you reminded me of the route. And Hot Water Music goes in a direction that there's the bands that come to mind first are like the Menzingers and the Gaslight Anthem. They are this, I call them like Bruce Springsteen punk.
Yeah. Epic, like folksy punk. Like not folk punk, folksy punk.
Yeah, they got fucking leather jacket job at the docks punk.
Yeah, yeah. Just a blue collar punk, and not like Dropkick, but like a dock punk.
Yeah. They're steel mill punk.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
But no. Dude. That's what I noticed with this song Anthem by Koyo, which everyone listening should definitely check out. They were really interesting because a thing about them I noticed is they're very big in the hardcore community. And that's what I was like thinking about. I was like listening to them, trying to figure out like, why are they so big in the hardcore community? And yeah, it's like, if you listen to the type of shit they do in their songs, like they have the two-step parts. They have stuff that sort of is akin to breakdowns. And then they got the speed parts where you're going to do a circle pit and stuff, but rather, you know, going whatever it is, drop C and distorting your guitars and like super crunchy and heavy.
Yeah, yeah.
They tune their shit to like a pop punk band and then play it that way.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, if you read the lyrics to any hardcore song, you know, on the surface, it just looks like a bunch of meatheads trying to hit each other. And that's a huge element of it. But if you listen to the lyrics and sort of get a little deeper, you know, these guys are down to get emotional. So that's why hardcore dudes can connect with a band like Koyo.
Technically all music is emo music.
That was always, I'm so glad you said that, 'cause that was always my big complaint about the emo criticism, where they would be like, you're being emotional. And I'd be like, oh, that, you know, it's them. And what else? Oh, all of music.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, like party music, like party anthems and shit like that. That's emo music too. Happy's an emotion, idiot.
Mm-hmm.
You stupid.
You dumb fuck.
Watch a fucking DreamWorks movie, you dumb shit.
Yeah. There's little people in your head controlling you, you stupid fuck.
You know, when you're angry, a little guy that's red is like yelling, stupid. That's emotion.
Which one was that? Inside Out?
I think so. Yeah, actually, I haven't seen it. I've only seen the previews and the fact that like every single emotion is like voiced by like a superstar.
Yeah, no, I it's so funny.
Yeah,
it's so funny because like not one kid gives a shit or will remember.
No, I mean, you never know. Like some kids out there may have learned a big hearty lesson about emotions and how to handle them. But And maybe that's why this generation now is so open to listening to like the hardest shit and the poppiest shit, because they're so in touch with their emotions because of that movie. Thanks, DreamWorks.
Koyo's success is directly related to the movie Inside Out.
Yeah, okay. We broke the story. This is the biggest breaking story since that fucking sub,
which we will talk about. Another thing about the song that I thought was interesting, and it reminded me of they're doing a thing that I'm very curious how they're gonna go, what they're gonna do with it going forward, because I made a playlist with all their stuff. Koyo, they're God, I wish I remembered stock terms, but they're a hot stock right now. They're very easy to invest on. They literally have 50 minutes worth of music so far. They're an easy band. Wow. They're an easy band to get in on the ground floor and invest on. And
buy now. Buy Koyo now.
Buy Koyo now.
That's the name of this one. Buy Koyo now.
Buy Koyo now. Buy early. Buy big. Yeah. But no, so if you listen to them, like I said, they only have like, I made a playlist of it all. They only have about like, they have an acoustic album and things like that, but just with the original songs, it's like 50 minutes. And one very distinct aspect about their sound is they do similar to how Brand New did it on Your Favorite Weapon. They double up the vocals and add slightly more reverb than normal. Not overly doing it, but they do it to a point where it's a noticeable stylistic choice. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm very curious to like I said, invest in this band and stay with them, because I'm very curious to see if they just keep that the whole time or try to shift out of it, because don't get me wrong, very good band, very fun to listen to. I was going back and listening to some stuff, remembering I listened to them before, and I was like, oh yeah, there's like three or four of these songs that like all the shit's good, but there's like three of their songs that just fucking rip on they have an EP from 2021 that's fucking insane, but it I wonder how much going forward the vocal stylings, because it's a studio thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's a thing a lot of people I think got tricked on with that first Brand New album is bands do this, and here's my thing, please do the hell out of it. Because even if you don't do it, it's still not going to sound the same live. It never sounds the same live. It's just a new version of it that's fun. So when I have the studio version, I want it to be as cool as possible. So here's a, and for people who don't know that they're getting tricked, here's what's happening. Anyone who is singing, they can harmonize really well with themselves, and it sounds cool as shit.
Sounds like they're meant to sing together because they're the same person.
They are the same person.
Yeah.
So what Brand New did is pretty much every song, they just doubled up Jesse Lacey's vocals, and it had this, like harmonization sounds cool. Listen to like old metal bands where they're hitting the high notes together. Harmonization just sounds cool, and it created a sing-along vibe to it and all this stuff. And it's just a fun little way to cheat. And you're like hijacking people's subconscious or something. And they're like, I love this a little bit more, and I don't know why. And I think Koyo's doing that because I think they're doing harmonies and shit like that. And like I said before, fucking do whatever works. I'm here for it. But like I was saying before, long term, I'm really, really curious how much this vocal styling will be a part of their identity.
Yeah, I feel like Andy, I know you're all in on Koyo right now, but I feel like you should diversify.
Buy big on Koyo.
I feel like you need to hold off on your full on going all in on Koyo until you see him live, and maybe you can see if maybe this practice is something that can be consistent in years to come and making this a good investment for a band for you.
Fair enough. I have not seen them live, but until I see them live, I will be diamond hands on Koyo.
you might be the majority stakeholder in Koyo by the end of this. And when they hit it big,
telling me I'm going to own most of Koyo coin?
You're going to be the Koyo street team, which means you get all the Koyo coin. And you can spend that on Koyo bucks, which you can exchange for Koyo merch.
Do you remember street teams? Were you ever on a street team?
I was, but I only did it to get the free stickers and pins, and I would just keep them.
And you wouldn't give them to people?
No.
That rules.
Yeah, I would get a lot of times I would order it, and they would say like, oh, this is awesome, here you go. And you can tell people about it, hand these out, and go to shows and talk about the bands. Here's some talking points or whatever, some other shit. And I'm just like, yeah, I don't like half these bands.
You're like, oh,
those away. I wouldn't even give them away. I would throw the ones away that I don't like, and then I would put the rest in my backpack.
That's so funny. You're like, oh my god, that's such a cool idea that I won't fucking do.
Oh, cool. Great idea, nerds. None of my friends like you, or you wouldn't have to have me tell them about it. Like,
So the other, before we get into talking about this mentally ill billionaire son.
Yeah.
Also big news in bands putting out music. Pat, did you see this? Texas in July is back.
No way.
You're first learning about this.
Texas in July, huh? Back, you said.
I don't know what this energy is. Is this you not giving a shit?
I'm not familiar with them.
Oh, you're not? You got the text on them, right? Did you listen to the song?
Yeah, is that the other song you sent?
Yeah. No, this is False Divinity? What?
False Divinity or the other one earlier this week? Yeah, you sent me the two. You said I've been obsessed about these two.
Yeah.
I didn't know that they were. No, I like that song. I'm saying. I didn't know that they. I don't know their backstory.
Sorry. Let me catch you up because they were sort of. So they were around. Yeah, that's right. They dropped in like 2009, and they basically were big from like 2009 to. 2009 to like 2014,
and they're just now back.
Yeah, that's the bit. Yeah. That's the exciting part. And they were. Now
good,
I wasn't
gonna check them out.
I wasn't listening to them a bunch when they came out because that was 2009. That's when I was listening to like pop punk, and actually 2009 is when I started college. So that I was transitioning into a rap phase then. But they sort of I think they were a pretty big band. You know what I mean? Like, if they were on Warped Tour, I think they were doing main stage. I can't remember. But to this day, they still have a pretty good cult following and everything like that. And they kind of, I believe, I could be getting this a little bit wrong, but I believe they kind of pioneered that sort of sect of, I like to call it technical metalcore. Because they're metalcore, but they're way, way more metal than core. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's more thoughtful than that. Yeah.
Yeah. And so they've been broken up since probably like 2015, 2016. So it's, it's been like, what's 7-8 years probably since they were around. And you know, what's funny is I was literally, I swear to God, I get fucking signs from the universe. I was going through my phone and I was like thinking of something to listen to today. And I was like, I'm gonna go listen to Texas in July. And I was like, oh, they have a new song?
Dude, I love that. I really do love that when you go with, like, when you have that weird, like, it usually, to me, it happens a lot driving. It'll happen a lot of times. I'm listening to like my playlist or something like that, or Discover Play Weekly or some shit, and a band makes me think of another band. It actually happened recently with not a band that I'm familiar with, but Sublime. Like, just out of nowhere, I was just like, damn, I haven't listened to Sublime in a while.
What's up with their lead singer? Where is he? Why haven't they put out music?
You know, I'm not even sure. I just feel like they put out those three and then that was it. And then they picked up some other guy. I don't know why they kicked the other guy out of the band. Yeah. But real dick move. But I feel
that literally, by the way, sorry to cut you off. That literally happened to me with Kurt Cobain when I was a little kid.
Oh, like you thought that they just broke up, or you
dude,
thought
it was it's actually one of, oh, shout out to the chat. Someone did a kissy face with a turtle emoji.
Hell yeah. That's one of that's my spirit animal right now.
Let's fucking go. And props to my dad. This is pretty fucking funny. I forget how, but I was a little kid and I found out about Kurt Cobain. And I think it was when I was getting into playing music and I was like looking up songs to play on the drums. And I found out about Nirvana and I was talking to my dad and I go, yeah, Kurt Cobain, he's left-handed. And my dad goes, Kurt Cobain was left-handed. I was like, what? That's a good joke to hit your kid with. What?
That's really funny to say. Yeah, yeah. That he's great. Also, he's left-handed and no-headed.
He does not have a dominant head anymore.
He's ambiheadless. Ambiheadless. But. I didn't realize that Texas in July wasn't around or anything like that, but I do enjoy them. But I do really love when there's like a band that out of nowhere, I'm like, I wonder what they're up to, or I want to listen to this shit that I used to listen to, you know, Drag the Lick. And I go there and it's like, damn, they had something come out in 2022 or some shit, or 2020, or even like you said, sometimes it's happened. And I don't know if this happened. I don't know when this came out, but it's happened to where I've gone to that and I've been like, they just put it out like last week.
Yeah.
Fucking crazy. So when did this come out? Do you know? Does it say
this song?
Yeah.
Today.
Like, recently? Today.
Yeah, it was. That's what I'm trying to say is I was like thinking about listening to Texas in July. And like, I was like, the song came out today. Damn.
So they not only.
I'm looking up another band. You reminded me of something. I'm trying to find this.
But
other band. Yeah, because I saw something. I found Discover Weekly. I got to give props to Discover Weekly. They suggested this one band to me today. Oh, yeah. They're called Blind Witness. They actually kind of sounded like Texas in July, but like paired with Chelsea Grin, like a little more spooky. But they had an interesting thing where they put out an album in 2010 and then a single in 2015 and then a single in 2020. There's a handful of bands online that have release schedules like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. They'll just
Tsunami
be like,
kind of has been like that.
What?
Tsunami has kind of been like that.
Really?
Yeah, I remember when they just put out another new track just recently. And it's, I think it's good, but I feel like it's weird that, like, I wonder if bands are like on this thing where they're going to release an album one single at a time, like 1 month at a time, like one song, you know what I mean? Like, that's what it seems like.
Well, I think it's different with a band like Tsunami, where they're pretty new. I think they only, I don't even know if they have like an official album out yet.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's what I'm saying is like, it seems like they're headed down that path where they're like just kind of putting out, cause I think they put out like a 2-song EP thing in like 2018. And then like in 2019, they put out like another 3 songs and then like 2, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
they only put out like a couple.
Well, cause I think sometimes with a band like that, and it's actually smart for them to do this where, cause they're building up momentum. I've seen a lot of live footage where they have a lot of excitement at shows. Like, they're going to be, if they keep this trajectory, I mean, they're pretty in their genre, they're established, but I think generally speaking, give them a year or so and they're going to be much more well established in just the hardcore music scene. Like, I think they're at a point where pretty much all the bands in that scene know who they are, and people who are sort of like into that shit know who they are. Yeah. But on a broader, I think give them a year or so on a broader scale, most of hardcore will be like listening to them and shit. And I think some bands probably want to wait because they want to wait to like put out the actual album on a label. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think that's probably the move they go with. I'm just guessing, though. I'm, you know, not in a fucking band or anything.
I'm not complaining. I wouldn't mind this because there's something about it when a band or a even like a solo artist, whoever it is, puts out a single or just one song or a hit or anything like that, and you
hear
that over and over and over and over again, and you get kind of tired of it. It happens with even bands I like that, like you mentioned earlier, like No Effects or something like that, the single that they put out, I get excited about it and I listen to it. And then like, I go through at least like a handful of listens before I try to really like kind of garner an opinion about it, because I have my initial reaction. Then you kind of let it sink in. You read a little lyrics, you read some backstory. But after that, then I've kind of consumed it as much as I can.
Yeah. So
when I get to it on the album, I kind of skip it. That's my only downfall with these. But I think if you're slow rolling it like this, if you put out, you know, 6 or 7 songs over a couple of years and then put out a full length, and even if those songs are on it, it's not going to be old to you because you can even re-record them, add a little bit to them, change a little bit. But you're right, it's actually a good idea. You've talked
to
me, Andy. I'm going to put out one joke every month or so, and then at the end of the year, I'm going to put them all together and put it on an album.
Oh, hell yeah. You should. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you make that up?
No, no. You just told me about it.
Oh, my fault. My fault.
You just gave me that idea.
So let's talk about the song. Let's talk about the song and then get into this Blink-182 kid. So the song's real good. It's called False Divinity. And my big takeaway from it is just, I've never heard, like, how do I say this? I've never heard a band who's a more clearer influence of another band.
Who? Like, you think that Texas in July is an influence for another band or
I'm double checking when this other band released shit, because it could be vice versa. It might be vice versa, actually, depending on releases. That's a good thing to check, but let me double check on when Texas in July drops singles and shit.
Yeah,
it's hard to tell, time frame's about the same, but Texas in July is basically Texas in July is August Burns Red on Adderall.
Oh,
it's like focused. It's like, because my biggest complaint with August Burns Red is it's good, but it's like mad ADD songwriting.
Yeah,
it's just kind of like, here's a cool thing. Now here's a cool thing. Like, not a lot of concrete structure to songs. And I don't need every song to be a perfect verse, chorus, bridge, chorus. Like, one of my favorite bands is Every Time I Die. They don't do that on a lot of their songs, but there's still like a logical flow to the songs. I love August Burns Red. I think they have some of the, two albums ago, they had probably one of my favorite breakdowns of all time. Like, I like the music they write. It's just, it's hard to really latch on to a whole song because the writing's so ADD. Now, Texas in July, they sound exactly like August Burns Red, but much more focused and just a little bit better song structure.
Now, are you talking about this song in particular, or are you saying in general?
In general, I've listened to a bunch of Texas in July before. I actually listened to a bunch more today because I was like, oh yeah, I like Texas in July. And yeah, it's literally just locked into August Burns Red, in my opinion.
I like that. I actually look forward to checking out more of Texas in July with that kind of that perspective in mind, because I really couldn't hammer down anything. I don't mean it to sound like, I don't think it's not like, it doesn't sound good or anything like that when this particular song, but it didn't stand out to me. It didn't stand out as much as the other single from Koyo, but I feel like this one is, I want to listen to it with that perspective to kind of give it more consideration and a little bit more of their music, because do you think that, are they planning a full comeback? Maybe is there like an anniversary coming up for one of their big albums or anything like that, that they maybe,
because, I'm guessing just a new album.
Yeah. So they may be ramping up for something like that, like coming back, or do you know why they broke up by any chance? Like, how, I don't know.
No, I'm not that familiar with them.
This is a complete blind spot for me. I'm familiar with the name, but honestly, if you had a gun to my head and you asked me what genre Texas in July is, I probably would have told you country. And I don't mean that as an insult. That's how unfamiliar I am with the band itself. So I'm really excited. It's cool to have that, because I love August Burns Red. And one of my favorite things about their most recent album was how focused it seemed and how, matured it had gotten. So I'm really excited to find out what a more actualized August Burns Red sounds like. That sounds like a douchey way to say it. No, I mean, like you, like you said, focused, locked in. What?
No, I'm just reading through this article about them that I pulled up. What does it say? That was new music. False Divinity would have never been written, recorded without our fans' sincere demand for new music. We thank them for pulling us out of our newfound routines and comfort zones to bring us back together again to a place we truly love. This release is dedicated to them. All we know for now is that the press release states, this is from Metal Injection. That's why all the kids got autism. They got a metal injection in the vaccines.
I was just going to say, which is not advised. I wouldn't advise you to get a metal injection or an injection.
RFKJ. All we know for now is that the press release states what's next for the band is a bit of a mystery. Maybe some shows, maybe some more new music, so stay tuned. It's probably just new music.
I bet they're, and not, and I don't think this is a bad thing. I think they're kicking the tires to see what's the interest in us doing a reunion, like album release, special merch, because why not? Like, why not put out a little bit? Because if they're like, oh my God, this is great, they haven't missed a step, or if they're like, it just kind of sound like
pretty good. It was pretty good. Song structure wise, it was sort of straightforward. It was kind of like, but I think they got to kind of do that to get the creative juices flowing, because it says they haven't been a band for fucking 9 years. It says they didn't even think about doing band shit till 4 years after their last show. And then it's sort of just because of everyone's life and stuff. And it took them about 6 more years to really get shit going. They haven't used this creativity muscle in a while.
Yeah.
So, but I'll say, like, in a typical song, in a fairly typically structured song, everything I heard was fun as hell. good riffs, good singing, breakdown at the end, fucking slapped. I'm pumped for this album.
Yeah, I feel like possible album. I feel like they.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh yeah, you read the press release.
But they have, I feel like they still have that and I don't think there's anything wrong with this. This is almost like crowdfunding interest in an album. Like they're trying to say like we're happy to release art, we've been bombarded by our fans to put out new music, why not see if we can get this. Almost seems like also that some band members want to get the band together more than others, and that really is what it seems like. You know what I mean? Like some of them are,
yeah, I think that
way more motivated to.
That probably, I mean that happens probably for everyone in every aspect of the thing. Fuck, yeah. How many times have you been wanting to go do something with a group, and then you know you start off with
stop you right there, never.
Yeah, dude,
never.
I fucking get no. That's why we do this over Zoom. Me and Pat are literally neighbors, but we just do it over Zoom because it's way easier.
He lives directly underneath me right now. Here, listen.
Come on, Pat. You're making the all dust right. fall.
Sorry about that. Now my wife's gonna come up. She's gonna be like, "What are you doing?
You know, you good? You good, sweetie?
I'm choking."
All right, let's so yeah, check out the Koya song, check out Texas in July. We've been teasing this for long enough. Let's fucking talk about this psychopath. Yeah. So to catch everyone up, and this is so our way of loosely relating this to music.
Not even loosely, dude. This was national headlines for like a couple days. The most recent was, isn't it a PSYOP when the government does stuff to distract us all? Is that a PSYOP?
Oh yeah, this was definitely a top-notch PSYOP.
Yeah, that's so, but to me, it had some of my favorite elements. It had romance. It had the high seas. It had an autistic kid going to a Blink-182 show.
Dude, this kid.
By the way, he's not a kid. I want to break this news immediately. He's like 27.
That's the other part. Everyone knows what happened.
Yeah.
The fucking submarine that have you looked into this submarine? It was so not ready to go in water at all.
No, it was manned by a dude, and the dude that wore the same jeans that I wear that was operating in international waters is not somebody I would ever do business with, especially when I pulled out a GameCat fucking universal controller from GameStop and said, like, let's head down there. You know what I mean? Like that to me, that was, I think Dom said, she's like, there's no windows. And I was like, yeah, what? How are you going to go down in a thing to look at something that doesn't have fucking windows, you idiots?
We could get a camera. Dude, that'd be, oh my God. Because, yeah, they just had like a TV.
And you're
going to
look at it on a camera. So just send a fucking drone. If you're going to look on it on a camera anyway, what are you doing? I would go down if I could look out a window and go, oh, look, there's the Titanic. It's right there.
I did not even fucking think about that.
How stupid are you?
Here, that's proof that you're not, just because you're rich, you're not necessarily smart.
Not, and with all due respect to everybody that lost fucking fan, I don't give a fuck at this point. Like, it happened. It happened, dude. It fucking happened. And these guys, and did you see how fast it happened?
Oh, yeah. That was the other part where, because people for a while were like, this is a rescue mission. And then they figured out, they're like, no, it got fucked immediately.
It got fucked in and then up eventually.
Well, because I was watching a thing. I was watching it. Dude, it's, oh my God, there's so many fucking thoughts about that. It just cracks me up because I will say this. There is like, you see a lot, because I'm on Twitter a fair amount. I'm a bit of a Twitter junkie. Yeah. Some would say addicted, but no, I go on Twitter.
Yeah, I do like that. You did. Yeah, you. I'm glad that you admit that, because I remember you shamed me once because you said, I don't know, Pat, your stories on Instagram are a little busy. And I was like, you know what? That's fair. I'm gonna take this into account.
I just think you use a lot of GIFs.
I'd like GIFs, Andy. Okay. You like tweets, I like GIFs. Let's just leave it at that.
You like a little tweet, I like a little GIF. Okay. Huh? Right. I do my thing, you do your thing, we each other alone. How about that? How about that?
I digress. You tweet.
But anyway, go on with your little tweets.
Hey, go talk about your Twitter or whatever.
Go on your fucking bird app. I'll post these fucking videos. I got some good ass gifts, you son of a bitch.
Got a great picture of a cat. Have you seen it? I'm going to put a gif next to it.
Well, I'm going to tweet about it and call it gay.
I'll retweet it. Yeah.
All
right, you tweet a lot. I apologize.
The fuck was I saying?
You go on Twitter.
I see a lot of the whole fucking, like, and I'm going to try not to make this too political, but a lot of the do-gooder crowd, they really love to watch a billionaire die.
Yeah.
And it's like, because I don't know, it's just like the amount of people immediately being like, hell yeah, billionaires dying. You're like, I don't think you're the good people you think you are.
This is how it's not political, Andy, is the fact that there's no such thing as a fucking tragedy anymore because everybody's so stupid. So what happens in a case like this is, instead of going, like, most people like us will go like, damn, could you imagine being stuck in this fucking thing in the pitch dark in the freezing cold with four other people and no bathroom? You can't get away from the smells or lack of oxygen. If somebody panics, what if somebody dies? All this other shit, like crazy shit going through your head. But most people want to argue about, some people like to laugh about billionaires dying, and that's wrong. And then other people are like, hey, stop laughing at billionaires. They're people. And then that's what they're arguing about. That's like, I said before, I will reiterate, anyone of any social class with a human life that makes a conscious decision to get in a tube and go to the bottom of the ocean to look at something with no windows deserves whatever thing that happens to them.
Dude, I gotta be honest. I didn't think about the window part of it at all. And that, I can't tell you how much sympathy I had for these people.
Yeah.
Just rocketed out of my body.
Gone. Especially, like I said, especially now knowing that they didn't really suffer. They died almost instantly like that. Fuck it. Fuck them. Dude, I human life. Yes, sad. But like, if I was just like, hey, Andy, I'm going to go head to the bottom of the ocean with my eyes closed to look at stuff. And I hope I don't die.
I'm going to go to the bottom of the ocean with my eyes closed and have people let me know what's outside of the boat.
Oh, is that the Titanic? Whoa. This guy, I'll say the guy who ran the business is the dumbest person in the world, because he could have just gone fucking 70 feet below and been like, and just waited and then been like, all right, we're there.
Yeah.
And then turn on a fucking video.
Yeah, no. But to what you were saying earlier, yeah, I guess I don't care at the end of it is horrifying to think about, like, when we didn't know that the thing just fucking exploded on them or whatever.
Yeah.
Thinking about, like, oh, just running out of air, how fucking scary that must be.
Holy.
But no, it's just like, it's just, I'll say it again. I hate the fucking do-gooders.
Yeah.
And then it's like, whenever it's that socially accepted group to just fucking despise, that's when they like just get their evil out. And I go, you're just good at holding it in.
Yeah. Just,
but like when
you're not a good person, you're just a good liar.
Well, you notice it with, I always make the joke, and I probably get annoyed because I'm part Italian. But like, I'll see it with comics
at that hot temper.
Yeah. Yeah. The fucking
spicy temper,
the fucking squinty eyes and the pug head.
My fucking tweets.
No, what? But I always notice it. I always notice it when, you'll see sometimes comics will have jokes where they just go in on Italians, and I don't care that they're going in on Italians. I care that they're being pussies, because I go, oh yeah, yeah. No, you're annihilating them. Yeah, do a joke about black people now. Oh, you don't, because you're a pussy. Because you're a pussy. I'm
gonna do this, Andy.
But
do
the accent. You're a fucking pussy. That's my only thing. You know, you get what I'm saying? That's my only thing. I'm like, you're choosing the safe route.
Yeah.
And you're acting like you're being fucking tough. You're not.
Yeah.
Please. You're being a. Do it with me. Pussy.
All right. I was gonna go with the words more. This is, you need the accent.
Pussy. That's my only thing. That's my only thing. Anyway, so let's actually talk about this monster.
So rest in peace, all you fucking dummies that went out in the bottom of the ocean. I'm sorry that you made it only halfway.
And in Pat's defense, he's been a bad person this whole time. He's never pretended to be good.
No. I punch up, I punch down, I punch sideways. Hey, you know, I'm an equal opportunity offender. You know what I'm saying?
Hey. Gabagool.
But Andy, while this all was happening, this is my first theory. This is my first theory. Is like we were talking about it being a psyop, and that the Navy knew possibly that this happened.
Well, not to get political, but literally
said we heard this days ago.
No, but fucking right now, what the fuck is it? Like Hunter Biden is getting arrested and things like that.
So
it's like, what a great time for a ship to explode in the water.
This is the perfect story. Yeah, let's go talk about the Titanic. Like I said, it's literally got everything. It really is like a fucking weird movie. You're going to talk about, we're talking to James Cameron, we're talking to billionaires, we're talking about India, America, Canada. It's got like every distraction you need. Well, it's like,
you know what,
look over there.
And you know what aids to the fucking psyop theory?
AIDS.
Yes, that was a psyop. It wasn't real.
Speaking of subs, we're talking about Jared from Subway. Let's get into it.
Misunderstood. No.
Hey.
No. I was gonna say, they knew, like, I forget the specifics of it, but they had credible info on where to find the sub, like a couple days ago.
They knew they knew almost exactly what happened and where.
There's an argument that they were pretending to look for it for a little bit.
But this is what we're about to talk about. I wonder if maybe the families were made aware of it ahead of time, and maybe that would explain some of this behavior. But Andy,
you know who wasn't aware of it?
It's not going to explain all of this behavior.
You know who wasn't aware of it?
Who is that?
This guy's stepson. And like we were saying before, don't let the word stepson make you think of a child.
Yeah, he's not redheaded at all.
And don't let his activities also make you think he's a child. Because
I think older than both of us, I think.
Because literally, like, if you hear the words, stepson went to go see Blink-182 while stepfather was stuck at the bottom of the sea, you'd be like, this guy,
like,
these.
You're like, that stepdad's going to get fucked in the butt because what happens when you get stuck.
No, I was going to say, your reaction is probably like, kids these days really just fucking, they'd rather go to a party than be with their stepdad. And it's just like, not the case. This dude's fucking. He is a young man. No, he's a fucking adult.
Yeah. Like I said, I think he's either 30. I want to say 34 or 37. I don't know which one it is. So I forget about this beef with Cardi B too.
That's the best part. So every time one thing happens, you're like, dude, there's a better thing.
This is the best. And this is the better thing. Like, this is, I don't know if this is like maybe them just going like, did they mean for this to be part of the psyop?
This could all be fake for all we know.
This
guy might be a crisis actor.
He's awesome, dude. I want him for mine. I want a crisis. I want to do a crisis, and we could hire this guy. Let's get him on the show. Dude, can we get him on the show?
Absolutely, Pat.
Dude, he would do the show, wouldn't he?
Without a doubt.
dude, let's talk Blink 182 with this guy.
It's so funny too that like there's these billionaire kids that just don't know how to be a billionaire kid.
Well,
so like, isn't the whole also,
is his mom? I can't remember the relation. So what was the relation like?
I didn't look into it that much.
Like, it's his birth mom married the billionaire guy, right?
So, yeah, I think the guy is his stepfather.
But so this guy,
the billionaire's his stepfather. So his mom married into this dude.
So the stepson, apparently, I don't know if he is necessarily a billionaire because do you think he would be trying to, like, I guess, like, wouldn't he be able to, like, just afford porn stars and,
well, that's
182 tickets and stuff like that?
Well, that's the other funny part is there's some video where I gotta find the because this guy is fucking unhinged.
I was just about to look up
he's just an insane person. So it's the best part. Okay, here's the fucking video. One of the funniest parts is it started off with you see the tweet, please pray for my family or whatever the fuck. Yeah. And then immediately he's tweeting like going to see like he's using the tragedy to try to get to meet Mark Hoppus.
And he says music helps soothe me or something like that. Like he says something along the lines of like,
oh, here, let's watch this one because this is this is how insane he is. He didn't realize going to a Blink concert and posting about it and posting a picture of him smiling there. Like, he could have just gone and not talked about it. No one would have known.
Yeah. But like, honestly, nobody knows who this guy is except for his close friends.
His immediate instinct was, how do I get attention from this?
Yeah.
And, dude, this is his defense. So rather than just, one, shutting the fuck up and going away, or two, apologizing or just doing damage control or whatever the fuck, this is the route he decides to go.
Thanks for the love and the support. Here are the facts, okay?
Here's the facts. Let me cut through all the disinformation and fake news about my retarded ass.
Audio guy 182.
Oh, that's the other part that, like, oh, this isn't real. Cause literally he's like going to see Blink 182 and then 182s in all of his handles and all this shit.
Believe it or not, I have about $100 to my name. I can't go out to the ocean. I have a legal situation keeping me here.
No one thought you were gonna fucking do anything.
Wait, what?
Because
he can't go out to look for his dad. Okay, I was like, wait,
yeah, because he's trying to explain.
Can't go to the ocean, bud.
He's trying to explain why he went to the concert, and because, you know, we're all sitting there going, hey, why didn't you try to swim down there and save him?
Yeah, there's a middle ground here. Just don't go either way.
Yeah, just be at home with your family while your dad dies.
Just trying as your dad suffocates. But this is I think kind of, is he as dumb as we think?
Or he might be a drug addict. I'm saying based, I don't know, allegedly. I'm just saying, based on his behaviors, he might be like just on drugs and thinking this is working.
He might be the Hunter Biden of their family. Maybe that's the correlation.
Yeah. Oh, and it makes me laugh too that he's like, I only have $100 to my name. Yeah, because you spent your allowance. You're going to get more. How the fuck do you think you got to Blink 182?
Yeah, you bought merch and everything, dummy.
Yeah, like, no, it's not like you don't you probably don't have your own, like, you clearly don't have a job. That's why you act like this.
Right.
So you spent your weekly allowance.
Yeah.
That's why you have $100. But yes, it's beyond hilarious to think that people would think he'd go and do anything in the ocean.
I think the problem is, I think the issue that I had with this and why I was confused at first is he didn't specify which ocean. He was just standing up for the fact that he's allowed to go to the ocean, but he can't go now.
I just don't know which one. Okay, but wait. So let me play this because he says a thing, like he just switches up his tone, and tries to hold on to the fact that like it was okay for him to go see Blink 182. It's so fucking funny, dude.
Andy, both of us agree. Sorry, both of us agree. It is okay for him to have gone to Blink 182. It is okay. But
yeah, well,
posted about it.
I mean, who knows what's okay in this world? But you could have just gone and not told anyone.
Right.
I have about $100 to my name. I can't go out to the ocean. I have a legal situation keeping me here as well.
Yeah, Pat, if he wasn't in legal trouble, he could go do something in the water.
That's the issue. So he had to go to Blink 182. He had no other choice. It was a legal situation.
It was court. It was court mandated Blink 182.
I can't get on a flight. I don't have a passport. I was sitting here yesterday watching the news for 2 days straight. I go to a Blink 182 show because they have that
in one day.
It wasn't like,
wait. I go to a Blink 182 show because I have a ticket. Well, no fuck.
Where'd you get the ticket, bud?
Ticket. It wasn't like I was having super fun. It wasn't like I was celebrating, having a great time. I was kind of just listening to some of my all-time favorite songs, kind of like nodding my head.
That's the part. It wasn't like I was having a good time. It wasn't like I was having good fun. I was just sort of standing there listening to my all-time favorite song, dude. And that's the other greatest part. This guy, like, you know, he had an argument at home with his mom to being like, why would I not go to Blink 182? It's like, it's not like I'm gonna be able to do anything about it.
I want to go listen to my all-time favorite songs.
Dude, and it's so funny because Blink 182, they've been so okay for a while. Yeah, like, since the self-titled, they've been so okay.
Yeah. I want to know, honestly, though, but that's what I want. That's why I want to have him on the show. I want to get his playlist. I want to find out what his all-time favorite songs are.
That would be sick. We could get him to do a custom playlist for the pod.
Dude, that'd be perfect.
That would rule so fucking hard.
Also, he's kind of negging the band. I like how he's like, I wish I could have had a good time, but my stupid dad was dying. But anyway, I was just kind of standing there listening to my all-time favorite songs, you know, nodding my head like this.
Yeah.
I'm going to... So
I want to hear my all-time favorite songs.
The facts the media does not cover of going to at Blink-182, and he tags Blink-182 in it. So he's saying that he didn't really have a great time at the show. You know, he wished it would. He went to get cheered up, but it didn't really cheer him up.
Can we also, too, like, don't get me wrong. I'm not a fan of the corporate press. Like, I have lot on my No More Heroes channel. I have lots of videos railing against them. I know the media lies. They get a lot of things wrong. But can we, when we're just like a mentally ill dude trying to use his stepdad's death to meet Mark Hoppus, when you're that guy, can you stop with the whole trying to get the media's lies straight?
Yeah. Like, they're getting it. They're getting it right. And also, like, it's.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. They're nailing it on you, you dickhead.
Yeah, this is actually the story that the media actually did cover correctly. This was perfect. Like how they did this was, it was perfect. It's not just a little bit perfect. It's all the way perfect.
Hey, media, you do a bad job often. You're the enemy of the people, but this one, chef kiss.
Broken clocks right twice a day, Andy.
Goddamn right, buddy.
Just listening to some of my all-time favorite songs, kind of like nodding my head. I'm trying to get off the phone for like,
dude, he's so old to be talking like this. Like, why are you talking? He's talking like a 12-year-old who just he was like running around at the party and his mom was like, Jason, stop.
Come talk to your grandmother.
Come talk to the media, Jason.
Come help the media get stories right about you going to Blink 182. Why'd you go there? I just want to listen to my all-time favorite songs. I was just nodding my head.
I just want to go listen to my all-time favorite songs.
He does have little kid cadence when he talks. He does talk like he just stopped running. Like he was stopped running to explain this. Like he was just like, Dylan, can you explain what's going on right now? Audio guy 182.
Audio guy 182. He also could be a mentally ill drug addict. If that's the case, we're sorry about all the jokes.
I'm not that sorry. You can't be both.
Like 2 hours or so and come right back into the drama. The submarine is stuck at the damn Titanic. there's nothing I can do.
He's reading something. He's reading something
at all. So that's the truth.
He's reading. Whoa.
Oh, wait. Here's him coming at Cardi.
Dude, that's why he was wearing glasses. He was reading something. Look, he keeps looking. What the fuck? This is a prepared statement?
Dude, and the funniest part is like, everyone's like, yo, dude, we don't care. We're just making fun of you because you're crazy.
Yeah, we're just making fun of how stupid you look.
Like, nothing's going to happen to him.
Yeah, you're not getting canceled, bud. No, there's nothing to cancel.
No one fucking cares. We're just making fun of you because you're fucking insane.
Yeah, and it's okay. Hey, and we embrace that here in Drag the Lake. And if you want to come to the show, don't forget it, Audio Guy 182. Oh, hit me up, Baby Memory Production.
Please, Audio Guy 182, come on the show.
Please, we want to hear your favorite, all-time favorite songs.
So here's another wrinkle in this good time. Where was the other fucking?
Yes. In like while he's weaving the argument through back.
What is this?
Is that Cardi B?
Yeah. So Cardi B gets in on this somehow. And she
this wrinkle?
She, you didn't know about this?
I didn't know about I didn't see the video. I only I heard her criticize the young man, but I didn't see who she had in the video with her. Who is that?
She had a Hellraiser? I don't know what, like, what? Dude, none of this makes sense.
Is she doing an ad for like a fucking like app or something?
And I got to be honest, just to keep it 100. I love Cardi B. I love hearing her talk in her adorable, aggressive New York accent. I love her. She's cute as a goddamn button. I'd let her suffocate me. You know what I mean? With her big butt.
I'd be happy to die under.
But she's so fucking. Sorry, I didn't let you get your horny line off. My fault.
It's OK. I said I would be happy to die under any of her extremities.
Yes. We would love to get suffocated by parts of her body. After our wives died, we respect our wives.
Nah. I'd be dead. I don't care.
I feel like my wife would get it. I'd be like,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey, it was Cardi B.
As long as
Cardi B asked,
would be like, you have to take a picture with my wife when she gets here. And that's it.
But anyway, big love Cardi B. She is so accidentally fucking hilarious all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't feel like laughing at. I feel like
I love her. I love her.
It's charming. It's charming.
Yeah.
Very charming.
Exactly. It's endearing. But no, so she put out a tweet where she's like, yo, this millionaire is stupid or whatever the hell she said.
I was just going to say, she's like a modern day Rosie Perez. Yeah.
But this is her video. She decided to put on the skinless body filter.
And he's like, is he like cupping her titty? Or is that her?
That might be her hand.
Hissing on the water.
No, that's his hand.
Yeah, he's cupping her titty.
He's grabbing her tit. God damn. Don't let fucking off. No, wait, who's she did? Take off? I forget.
On that submarine shit. One of the millionaires, their stepson, is at a concert, right? At a Blink-182 concert. And people is like, well, what is he supposed to do? Be sad at the house? Is he supposed to go look for himself? Yes. You're supposed to be at the house sad. You're supposed to be crying for me. You're supposed to be right next to the phone waiting to hear any updates about me. You're supposed to be counseling your mom and shit. Like, isn't it sad that you a whole fucking billionaire? And nobody gives a fuck about you. Like you missing. And motherfuckers is ready to shake dicks at concert.
That's crazy. Dicks.
I'd rather be broke. I'd rather be broke than like and poor, but knowing that I'm loved. Billionaire.
Broke and poor.
I love her so much.
She's so wonderful. And honestly, great fucking points.
She's not wrong though.
No. But that's the thing. He's out there shaking his dick at the concert. For Mark Hoppus, which he wasn't. He was gently bobbing his dick like this.
Yeah, Cardi B, he was gently bobbing his head for like 2 hours, not shaking his fucking dick.
Also, she had no mention of the fact that they were his all-time favorite songs. So yeah, he replied to her, which was pretty good because that's when he really kind of Because can you imagine them like actually fit, like arguing? I want to get a Zoom together. I just want to have them both talking at the same time or arguing or debating each other.
Oh, dude, it would be personalities. Great. Did you see like when Cardi B interviewed Biden?
No.
Yeah, she was like, it was like when he was running or something. She was like, okay, so like, what are you going to do about healthcare and shit?
He's like, oh, I didn't know you're gonna ask me real questions.
If you ask me that question, then you're not black. Corn pop. grab my leg hairs, Cardi B.
Whoa.
A nice ball. Shit, are those stairs? I'm legally dead.
Zoinks.
Oh, that's the truth.
Yep.
So you take a complete Cardi B. Has no idea what's going on.
No,
her career is so in such turmoil. She needs clout.
She's doing amazing.
Off other people suffering, and she's like, "Hey, he won't go hell. Blah blah blah. He goes to a rock concert. This and that."
He turned full Sandler on that.
Yeah, this is like a bad wrestling promo. This is like bad. You know what I mean? Like this is like,
yeah,
yeah.
Tries to use the situation to exploit, like the news. They're not like. Feeling sorry that my mom has to take care of two kids. Not really giving a fuck my step.
You can help. That's literally what she said is stay home and help her. Dickhead.
She's not even being considerate of the fact that my mom's home alone dealing with this.
This is literally this is the part where when I heard that sentence, you're talking about that little head bob thing before. Oh. This is the part where I was like, oh, yeah, he's definitely a fucking billionaire. That is absolutely how a billionaire talks. It's like, you don't even fucking give a shit that my mom's at home doing everything by herself while I'm at the show trying to get away from everything.
Because this guy's insane.
Yeah.
So what he's doing right now is trying to come off as not a crazy person.
Yeah.
And because he doesn't know, how, like, in his life, he just goes, Mom, I'm not fucking coming over. Fuck off. I'm going to see Blink-182. I don't give a shit that dad's at the bottom of the ocean.
Right.
But so that's how he is in real life. This guy is actively trying to not come off like an insane person.
It's like he's in a foreign land and he's playing blackjack and he thinks he's saying I stand or but he's actually sitting hit me.
Hit me. No,
he's accidentally just doubling down over and over again, over and over again.
No, what he's doing right now is everyone's playing fucking blackjack and he's confidently putting cards now going, draw four.
He goes, oh yeah, stupid. I just got Yahtzee.
Oh yeah, motherfucker. Go fish.
Bitch.
That's probably 99% chance he's dead. That doesn't matter. It doesn't care how we feel. Just trying to like make gains. People like trolling, getting hate mail, all these things. And it's just, and to have Cardi B behind it.
Oh, by the way, just as a sidebar.
What is this?
Can we stop saying hate mail? No one has sent a hateful letter in probably a decade.
Yeah, there's nothing, not even an email, I bet. I feel like this is exclusively happening on your social media because you're posting about your stupid ways.
Cardi B, like, oh, up, get some class. Like, you're tasteless.
Ugh. Damn. Oh.
Yeah, so this was the first picture I saw of him, and I was like, oh, maybe he's a kid, but, like, he's definitely, like, almost 40.
How many people is he talking to? All right, I'm not going through all this shit.
Yeah, well, this is, so that's all the hate. That's all the hate that he was garnering, right? But he was also trying to get a little goodwill with Blink-182 by saying that they're all his all-time favorite, band, and he's very sad. But then he was also
are you talking about him being horny? People.
Yeah, have you seen any of the tweets that were recent to his, oh my god, my poor dad might be dead at the bottom of the ocean, hey BT, yeah. I want to fuck.
I'm trying to find a screenshot of it so I can show the people, but yeah, he literally had a tweet.
It was something.
This? It was Tom DeLong. Dude, he's tweeting at Tom DeLong too. He goes, Tom DeLong, my stepdad is missing in the sub at the Titanic site. I'm here at the San Diego shows for support. Thanks. Yo, he's crazy.
This is what I'm talking about, dude. I feel like I heard also, I think it was on it was in one of the stories, somebody covering it, it was they were mentioning that like he also had like a history where he had actually attacked somebody at a show.
Yeah, I heard something like, about that. And the best part is it's the gift that keeps on giving. He also, just to add a little zest, just to have a little bit of fun, he tweeted the N-word like recently. Like 2 days ago.
Dude, this is the story. Like
he
I said,
he tweeted the N-word like 2 days ago. He said, quit tripping in my hood. I can say, without the ER, of course I'm down like that on the set. Like,
okay, I'm not saying that it's okay, but it went soft A, not hard R.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's not better. I mean, it's better. It's not good, but it's better.
But he still did that 2 days ago.
And he typed you can't type it. I mean, maybe you can say it, but nobody can like type it.
Here it is. Maybe you can say it in your car when you're singing along. I mean, singing along.
Cut off.
Oh, so here I found part of it. Actually, this is better because I don't think we'll be able to put the full picture on YouTube. So this cropped out this girl's. Lovely butt, Brie. Lovely butt cheeks.
Yeah.
So,
For research though, because we're talking about the story right now, I'm gonna look up the picture.
Oh, please do research.
Yeah.
So he tweets out
research.
Like he tweets researching.
And I'm gonna shut my camera off real quick while I'm researching. I'm just gonna be right back with you, okay, bud?
Okay. Talking. Yeah.
Huh?
That was quick research.
It's really quick. That's a good butt.
A good picture. It's a good picture to research. So he tweets out just a fucking please pray for my family and my dad. And then an hour later, this girl, lovely girl, Bria Perfexia, she tweets, picture of herself. You can see her butt cheeks. Can I sit on you? He quote tweets it and goes, yes, please. Heart face emoji. An hour later, he was like, please pray for my dad. All right. I'm fucking horny.
Andy, remember, I think it was either last show or maybe the one right before that. We were talking about you gotta watch what you're liking and what you're commenting on Twitter. And dude, we like, this is why you got to come on the show, bud. You got to come on because we can help you. Because I've been compelled to be like, man, that's a nice butt. But I'm like, if I like that, everybody's gonna know that I think that's a like butt. And in some cases, that's acceptable, right? But let's just say even within 24 hours of you saying, hey, I hope my dad's alive. You shouldn't be like, oh yeah, that's a fucking sick tush, babe. Let me stick my tongue in there. You know what I mean? Like, because you can't go horn dog. You can go like, oh my god, I could really use an embrace right now. I could really use somebody to get my mind off of. Yeah, acceptable. But you go, man, I want to go. Ooga.
humming.
I miss my dad.
But
can't
yeah,
go that way. But a bit of yeah, we know that it's got to be that. Were you gonna share that picture or did you?
Actually, I'm gonna quick do a little bit of
just do some research.
Just do a little research in it.
Oh,
all right. This has been fun. I think we did it.
Oh man, that it's been a while since I've laughed that consistently. Who would have thought a story that started out with a bunch of people just getting blowed up in the ocean, in the middle of the ocean, and then everybody going like, oh, I hope they're okay, and imagining the worst thing in the world for them and their family could be the funniest news story, I think. Maybe, I don't know. Is it?
Who
is
knew?
So far?
Who knew that this guy's stepdad dying would turn into such a great Friday night for the two of us?
It's like a lovely evening catching up with my pal, talking some Blink 182.
It's just talking. Now you're gonna go listen to Texas in July, see if they sound like August Burns Red.
This is so exciting. This is
dude, this is crazy.
Yeah, but I
All right.
I appreciate I want to thank you. Like I know that we like to compliment each other because we love each other and we're friends and we're the two only positive people in comedy left. But I feel like your enthusiasm to do the story, if not met or exceeded my excitement to do this story. And I think that's why we got a great fucking show just now. And I want to thank you for being just as excited about this fucking dumbass as I
was. Bro, it was all great. But the second I saw Cardi B addressing it with filter, I was like, oh, this is going to be gold.
I had no idea about the filter.
I'm going to have the best night of my life.
I had heard her comments. I heard about it first on the radio. And I was just like, oh, that's funny that she, and those are great points, but also.
All right. This has been fucking great. Let's get the hell out of here. All right. We love you all. Thanks for watching. Be about it. Peace.